So what are the requirements for this inclusion-focused IEP project? It is worth 15 points, and you are choosing a student with special education needs, and IEP supports pre-K through grade 12. You are writing an IEP that really enhances meaningful and inclusive opportunities and inclusive education, as indicated in IDEA, as well as in our Massachusetts Department of Education. A major part of this work is for you to be thinking about the strategies and the needs of the students in your inclusion classroom and the student that you're writing this IEP for specifically regarding their strengths and what you're going to be saying to the team to elicit their meaningful participation at the IEP meeting. And we'll talk about that exactly in an example for you so that you get a really good sense of how to do that. You have a rubric that goes along with this IEP. You know already that the IEP must be different from the one that you've used in the IEP class. But remember that when we're writing IEPs, it comes with a lot of practice, right? You get better each time that you write them. Make sure that you have a very well-documented section for parent concerns, current levels of educational performance, the vision statement, and the student's needs. That's really incredibly important. You are going to be utilizing the new template, and I have uploaded a couple of documents for your reference in the class resources on Brightspace. One of those resources is a guidebook that takes you through every step of the new IEP document. That was recently uploaded and it's really awesome. So it's there for you and it's intended for you to take a look at. I believe I've included it actually in these slides. So be on the lookout for that, as well as the document that you will be using. You can get the printable version on the Department of Education's website.